Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rama, 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, Ramachandra! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Jaya Prabhu Pada Jaya Prabhu Pada Prabhu Pada Jila Prabhu Pada Jaya Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai. Jaya Radha, Vraja Sundara Radha, Vraja Sundara Radha. Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Baladeva, Jaya Subhadra. Grazie. Jai Om Vishnu Para Paramahansa. Paravaraja Kacharya Astata Satasi Simatisti Vayengre Sila Ave Charana Ravinda Sila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaja Sila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anant Koti Vaishnavarinda Ki Jai Samaveta Bhakta Varinda Ki Jai Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to C.C. Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pishtaya Bhutale. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
We are reading from the third canto, chapter 9, text 11. Please repeat. Tvam Bhakti Yoga Paribhavita Ritsaroja Ase Shrutekshita Pato Nanunata Pungsam Yad Yad Dhiya Ta Urugaya Vibhavayati Tat Tat Vapuhu Pranayase Sad Anugrahaya Tvam Bhakti Yoga Paribhavita Hrit Saroja. Ase Shrutekshita Pato Nanunata Pungsam. Yat Yat Dhiyata Ta Urugaya Vibhavayanti. Tat vapu pranayase satanugrahaya. Tvam bhakti yoga paribhavira hrit saroja. Ase shrutekshita pato nanunata pungsam. Yat yat dhiyata urugaya vibhavayanti. Tat tat vapu pranaya se sadanukrahaya. Yatrit Saroja. Mataji's, please. Thank you very much. We will now go to the word-by-word translation. We can do everything in Italian. We all understand Italian. No, honestly, in Germany, any normal child had Latin. We read Bellicum Gallicum. Bellicum Arts. Yes, Belli from Caesar. We read this. We had to study. And Italian is very similar. Yeah. We all know. They also understand. It's just. Tvam.
Okay.
Bhakti Yoga.
Nel servizio di devozione.
Parivavita.
Pienamente impegnato.
Pienamente impegnato.
Del cuore.
Saroge. Saroge.
Su fiori di loggio.
Asse.
Tu
risiedi.
Shudaiksita.
Visto attraverso gli occhi.
Pada.
Il sentiero.
Nanu.
Alessio.
Nata.
O Signore.
Pumsam.
Dei devoti.
Yatya.
Qualsiasi cosa.
Dia.
Meditando.
Te.
Di te.
Urugaya.
Tu che
glori
innumerevoli.
Tutti glori
innumerevoli.
Vibhavayanti.
Pensa in modo specifico a quella stessa.
Vapu.
Forma trascendentale.
Prayasi.
Tu manifesti.
Sananukaya.
Per mostrare la tua misericordia senza causa. Translation and purport.
Mio Signore, i tuoi devoti possono contemplarti attraverso gli orecchi, grazie alla pratica di ascolto spirituale con cui essi purificano il loro cuore, che diventa allora il tuo luogo di residenza. Tu sei così misericordioso verso i tuoi devoti che ti manifesta loro nella forma spirituale eterna sulla quale essi meditano costantemente. Spiegazione. Questa affermazione, secondo cui il Signore si manifesta su di loro nella forma che il devoto sceglie per adorarlo, indica che il Signore si sottomette al desiderio del devoto al punto di rivelarsi a lui nella particolare forma che il devoto adora. Se il Signore soddisfa così la richiesta del suo devoto, è perché egli si arrende davanti al servizio d'amore trascendentale che questi gli offre. Questo fatto è confermato anche nella Bhagavad Gita 4.11. Dobbiamo tuttavia capire, la traduzione era, come si abbandona a me in proporzione di ricompensa. Dobbiamo tuttavia capire che il Signore non è agli ordini del devoto. In questo senso, le parole Kompatti Yoga Parimabita mettono in risalto le scale del servizio devozionale compiute in piena maturità, cioè nel puro amore per Dio, prego. Il livello suprema si raggiunge con uno sviluppo graduale della fede fino all'amore perfetto. La fede ci fa cercare la compagnia dei devoti autentici, a contatto dei quali possiamo impegnarci nel servizio devozionale autentico, che comprende l'iniziazione spirituale, compiuta secondo le regole, e l'esecuzione dei doveri devozionali fondamentali prescritte nelle scritture rivelate. La parola sutecita è significativa a questo proposito. Essa indica la via che consiste nell'ascoltare gli insegnamenti dei veri devoti, che sono esperti nella saggezza vedica e liberi da ogni concezione materiale. Con questa pratica autorizzata dell'ascolto, il devoto neofita si purifica da ogni impurità materiale e manifesta attaccamento per una delle innumerevoli forme trascendentali del Signore, come sono descritte nel Veda. L'attaccamento del devoto a una particolare forma del Signore è dovuto alla sua tendenza naturale. Infatti, essendo un servitore eterno del Signore, l'essere è in origine attaccato a un tipo particolare di servizio trascendentale. Sri Chaitanya lo conferma, l'essere individuale è eternamente il servitore del Signore Supremo, Sri Krishna. Di conseguenza, ogni essere ha una relazione particolare di servizio col Signore, eternamente. Questo particolare attaccamento si risveglia con la pratica del servizio di devozione compiuto secondo i principi regolatori, e il devoto ritrova completamente il suo trattamento per la forma eterna del Signore proprio come se non l'avesse mai perso.
Grazie.
Questo trattamento per una particolare forma del Signore è chiamato Svarupa Siddhi. Il Signore appare sul loto del cuore del suo puro devoto nella forma eterna che corrisponde al desiderio del devoto e resta sempre con lui, come confermava uno dei versi precedenti. Ma il Signore non si rivela a un adoratore occasionale o non sincero, che vuole solo sfruttare. Le parole della Bhagavad Gita 7.25 a questo proposito sono Naham Prakasha Sarvasya Yoga Maya Samavita. Per effetto della sua Yoga Maya, il Signore rimane nascosto ai non devoti e ai devoti poco seri, che cercano la gratificazione dei sensi. Il Signore non si rivela mai neppure ai cosiddetti devoti, che adorano gli esseri celesti incaricati dell'ordine universale. In conclusione, il Signore non può mettersi agli ordini di falsi devoti, ma è sempre pronto a rispondere ai desideri di un puro devoto, che serve il Signore in modo incondizionato ed è perfettamente libero da ogni traccia di contaminazione materiale.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesa sunyavari paskatyare sadarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Garadhara Shiva Sadigo Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Jai 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 Wonderful. We are so fortunate. We are sitting in the presence of God. Krishna. Hare Krishna. Let us hear again the verse, please. I will first recite it in English, in Sanskrit, and then in English. Tvam bhakti yoga paribhavita ritsaroja aseshutekshita pato nanunata pungsam yad yad diyata urugaya vibhavayanti tat tat vapu pranayase Sadanukraya. O my Lord, your devotees can see you through the ears. By the process of bona fide hearing. And thus their hearts become cleansed and you take your seat there. My Lord, you are so merciful to your devotees that you manifest yourself in the particular eternal form of transcendence, in which they always think of you.
Mio Signore, i tuoi devoti possono contemplarti attraverso gli orecchi, grazie alla pratica dell'ascolto spirituale con cui essi purificano il loro cuore, che diventa allora il tuo luogo di residenza. Tu sei così misericordioso verso i tuoi devoti che ti manifesti a loro nella forma spirituale ed eterna sulla quale essi meditano costantemente.
Prabhupada explains in the purport a special path, the Shrutekshita path, through which Krishna becomes revealed in the lotus. Sorry, and on the lotus of the heart of the devotee. Yes. In yoga, we know that there is a lotus, a mystical lotus in the area of the heart, which has a silverish color.
Dallo yoga sappiamo che esiste un fiore di loto nell'area del cuore, che è un fiore argenteo.
Silver, yeah. Okay. And meditation means to see the form of the Lord residing in this lotus. I'm very sorry. I'm sorry, I'm so absolutely uncultured, and this cultured atmosphere brings my innumerable mistakes out. Yeah. It's all right. So, it's something like you can see here in this picture. Only this color is not right. It should be a silverish color, the lotus on which the Lord stands. And those who are yogis can see this, this lotus in the heart, and see also the face of the Lord. This happens when all the chakras are purified through the process of meditation. Then you, in the yoga process, then you, as you go, become more purified, you start to look at the feet of the Lord, then you go higher, to the knees, to the waist, to the chest, finally to the smiling face of the Lord. And if you see the smiling face of the Lord, then you become a devotee. So this is the mystical yoga process, which is very much known in India. Some of us, before coming to Krishna consciousness, have also practiced this. So in Krishna consciousness, our yoga process is different. It's called revelation through the ears. Shrutikshita, in the word-by-word translation here, Ramachandra, if you look at it, means seen through the ear. Would you like to see Krishna? Then you first have to hear him. You will not be able to see him through the eyes, you will see him through the ears. Now, how do we follow this Shrutekshita path, which Prabhupada talks about? How do we see him through hearing? If I want to see through my eyes, then I first have to open the eyelids. Then I have to focus my eyes on one person or object. And then it is described in Sanskrit language that person comes on the through the path of my eyes into my awareness, my conscious awareness, which is the citta. This is in Raghunath Das Goswami. When will Lord Chaitanya enter through the path of my eyes? Please try this process. Close your eyes first. open your eyelids, look at that case, and you will see it comes into your awareness. How does Krishna enter through our ears into our awareness? What do we have to do to have Krishna manifest? You have to do three different processes. First, you have to hear with some faith. Then you have to hear regularly about Krishna. And finally, you have to make some endeavor when you hear to concentrate your consciousness on what you hear. These are the three methods by which Krishna enters our consciousness through the hearing process. Those of you who are serious devotees who want to seriously make advancement, I want to recommend to you read the second chapter, the second canto, 8th chapter, text 4.
Per coloro di voi che sono devoti di seri, sinceri, vogliono fare intraprendere questo processo, vi consiglio di leggere dal secondo canto, l'ottavo capitolo, il quarto verso.
There, Srila Sukadeva Goswami describes that these three processes must be there when you want Krishna to enter through your ears into your heart. First thing, you must have some faith. Have you, did you read the preface of the Bhagavad Gita which Prabhupada wrote? There he says to his reader, at least theoretically you must accept that Krishna is God. Just as a theory, just. So what he meant, what he was pointing his reader to is that you must have some faith. Even if it's only theoretical, even if it's only minimale. Yes, bring whatever faith you have to the hearing process. Then this process to receive God through the ear only works if it's done regularly. Not, you cannot make long pauses. I do every morning and every evening one yoga exercise since for 7 minutes, and I'm doing it now for a little bit more than 1 year.
Ogni giorno, al mattino e alla sera, faccio un esercizio di yoga che dura 7 minuti.
And they tell you, this is a very powerful yoga, but you must do it every day, otherwise it doesn't work.
E vi dico, questo è uno yoga molto potente, ma dovete farlo tutti i giorni, altrimenti non funziona.
And I'm doing it, I have excellent results, excellent. But sometimes I'm lazy. Then I don't like to do it. And in the previous time, half a year, whenever I was lazy and didn't want to do it, I didn't do it.
precedentemente quando mi capitava che non avevo voglia di farlo, non lo facevo.
But then somehow the whole benefit came down.
Ma in un modo o nell'altro tutto il beneficio che ho accumulato scese.
And it took me like 3 weeks to do it very disciplined to come again up. For three quarters of a year, I didn't feel any benefit. Just work. Ooh. The hearing process is not exactly like that, but something like that. When you stop hearing or reading for some time, it takes a long time to again enter. May I know who of you reads regularly Prabhupada's books? I mean, regularly, every day? You don't have to show with you. It's sometimes very embarrassing, such a question. Yeah. No need. I can guarantee you, if you would do it every day, just even if it's a little, you would make tremendous advancement. But it's very subtle. When you interrupt your reading for a long time, you just can't get back into it again so easily. So you have to do it regularly. And the third quality is you will have to concentrate on what you hear. Purijan Prabhu gives three advices how to improve our reading. Level 1. You read just collecting the information. What is being said here? Then you go to level 2. What does this mean? Cosa significa? Ramachandra, thank you for this very good translation. And level 3 is, how can I apply it in my life? Now when you hear like this, with these three processes, that transcendental sound vibration will do something in your heart. It will take all this restlessness and mental feeling not so well, it will just take it out. And it will bring an awareness of Krishna. It will bring an awareness or consciousness of Krishna. The example in the Bhagavatam is given of the monsoon rain. In India, you have these, especially in Bengal, you have these ponds. And some of these ponds are very dirty. People come in the morning and produce the human pile. Yeah. And then they go with their sacred behind in the pond and wash it. And after half a year or so, these pods become very smelly pods. If you live nearby these ponds, there will be very poisonous mosquitoes. When they bite, oh, you get malaria and everything. Yeah. So it is said our hearts is like one of these ponds where so much, because we hear so much negativity, and this all surrounds the lake of our heart, and we it becomes the negativity. Negative. It's really too much. Yes. Too much. So, when the monsoon comes, or when we hear about Krishna, let us say like this, constantly, that negativity goes away. And we feel Krishna's presence. It's almost like, you know, when finally the monsoon comes to these ponds, it rains constantly. Monsoon means 1 month, non-stop rain, you know. And that washes away the human piles. Excrementi humani, yes. And this is washed into the rivers. And it is coming to the ocean and it is purified again. But it's necessary that there is a constant stream of monsoon water. So when you hear about Krishna constantly, constant tormento, then it will take all this dirt which is accumulated since many lifetimes away from the heart. And just like fresh, nice lotus flowers come into such a clean pond, the lotus feet of Krishna arise in your heart. This especially works when you listen to the Bhagavata. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would say that the reading the Bhagavatam in the age of Kali is a very glorious spiritual practice. And when you read the Bhagavatam or hear the Bhagavatam regularly, a certain happening takes place. That happening is the arisal of Krishna.
Mm.
But for that, the speaker and the hearer have to have some qualification. It's just like when a man and a woman come together intimately, a child appears. But the man must be qualified, he must be potent, and the woman must be healthy. Only then it works. So when the Bhagavatam only happens when both the speaker and the hearer is qualified. Let us ask the question, what are the qualifications for a person who speaks the Bhagavata? And what are the qualifications of the listener? Well, the Bhagavatam speaker must be sincere. Sincero comes from the word sincera, no wax.
Yeah.
No wax, huh? No wax. See, when the Romans became so powerful, they are the Italians that they conquered all of Europe. They came home rich from all that war booty, and they built all their own marble villas. This meant a huge increase in business for the marble industry. But like all businessmen, also the marble businessmen liked to cheat. And their cheating was that they took sometimes marble blocks, which had a little broken thing, and then they put some wax there. Everything looked very nice in the winter, but in the summer, it looked like a teeth with some holes. So, cariatus, yes. So, then the Roman consulate ordered an order. Sinicera, without wax, you have to do your marble business, yes. Yeah, and from that the word sincerity comes. The speaker has to be honest. He has to be real. We want to hear from a devoto. Not someone who just pretends to be something by putting up some cera. First qualification, sincerity. Second qualification, he must have learned in a parampara. Third qualification, he must speak from realization. We don't want to hear just some theory. We want to hear some realization, some real thing. And he must always remember the original purpose of the Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is glorification of Bhagavan. And a good speaker must be able to bring the understanding of Bhagavatam presented according to the ability to understand in his audience. What is the qualification now of the hearer of Bhagavatam, of us? Only one. We must hear with rapt attention. Not sleeping hearers. At this stage, I will look around if any one of you is asleep, and then I will severely criticize you. No. You are good. You must hear with rapt attention. Now you might say, well, that's easy. That's easy. But you can only give attention or concentration, really, if your mind is pure. If the mind is so full with impure things, it is very difficult. I know this from my own, when I have so many thoughts. I sometimes, in order to hear, I have to take a notebook and write and write along, because otherwise my mind goes like joop, 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 you know. Yeah, but most of the people, you know, they can't concentrate. Their mind thinks of sex, or of alcohol, or of this, all this, you know, this modern movies, you know, that he took his fist and he was banging his fist into Arnold Schwarzenegger's face, you know, and all this, they so constantly disturbed, yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's so disturbed the mind. And then how can they concentrate on Bhagavatam? In Zagreb, there was one devotee, you know, he was trying to listen in the class, but he was going, when is it over? When is it over? When is it over? But so nervous. Yeah. Because the mind is so full, it is like an orchestra making music. So then it's very difficult to give attention. So Prabhupada writes this in the first canto. If you want to give rapt attention, you must have a pure mind. And if you want to have a pure mind, you must have pure activities. And if you want to have pure activities, you must have pure habits. When you, you know, when a materialist has such impure habits, eating, drinking, everything wrong, you know. Then his activities are impure. His mind is impure. And then he can't concentrate. It's not possible. He can concentrate on a movie. But that's not a problem. They make so much sound now and so much. When I come close to a TV, I'm glued to the TV. So you don't need to concentrate to see a movie. It's just. But they, the materialist, if you try, please read this, you know. It's just too difficult. I can't do it. But he can read some football magazine. Boxing magazine. Because the mind is on a certain vibration. So, my dear devotees, if you want to really follow the Shrutekshita path, where you can see God through your ears, you have to change your habit, your activities, and your mind. Habit. Oh, yes. Now I will make one more point. This is a point which Ravindra Swarup Prabhu always makes. He wanted to explain to the devotees how listening to the Bhagavatam has power. Provided speaker and hearer are qualified. And he told us that in language there's something like Ramachandra, this will be very difficult to translate, but give your best. There's something like, in English it's called performative utterances. This means active sayings, active words. The words have action power. Yeah, parole with activo forze. Yes.
Parole con
Yes, principio activo, yes. For instance, a judge may say to a criminal, you go into prison for 20 years. And these words are not just some words. They decide 20 years of a person's life. They have a power. Because the judge is qualified and the criminal is qualified. If I say to Ramachandra, because Ramachandra doesn't give me a ladu, you go into prison for 20 years, it doesn't mean anything. No result. Because my words have, I'm not qualified, and also Ramachandra is not qualified for this, you know. Yeah. Let's make it a little bit more clear. Let us say there is a priest. And there's a young man and a young lady. And the priest will say now, I declare both of you husband and wife. This has power. Now they are married. Everyone accepts, yes, they can live together, no immorality involved. They get some state money if they have a child, at least in Germany. Because speaker and hearer are both qualified. Or another example. A general talks to the army. Attaccamento! Attacchiamo! Yeah, and you know, 500,000 people go into war. And so much blood is bathing Mother Earth. This is a very powerful word, attacco. If I say attacco, you know, nothing happens. Imagine I go to where the soldiers are in the kaserne, and I just remember the Hare Krishna that says, full attack! Everyone will just be... My point, I think the point is clear. Huh? Speaker and listener need to be qualified so that something takes place. In the same way, when we hear sacred scripture, the source must be qualified and we must be qualified. And then Krishna can manifest in our, on the lotus of our heart. Three qualifications. With faith we have to hear. Regularly. And with our own endeavor. Svacheshtitam is a Sanskrit word to concentrate. You are looking at me, and I am looking at you. I have come to the end of my presentation. I hope that you are inspired to regularly read in Prabhupada's book. I know sometimes it's difficult for every one of us because we are so busy throughout the day. In Villa Vrindavan, we could just be busy from morning to evening and throughout the night. It's so much to do. So much to do. Like Parabhakti explained to me when he came here, it's just you come from the altar, then you go into the office, then you are going on Harinam or trying to preach, and then so much to do. Ooh. Yeah. Therefore, I want to suggest for the two types of reading. One is that reading when you have time, maybe for an hour. But then is the minimal energetic read. Oh, Krishna. Hare Krishna. Good morning. But then there is the reading for those of us who have minimal time. Read three verses. Or do what I always do. I read a little before I go to bed. And then sometimes you dream in the night. But please keep this, you have to do it, don't interrupt your regular reading. And then really, you will see Krishna in the lotus of your heart. Yeah. Many, many, many devotees, also in our movement, have described this. Yeah. You somehow think of Krishna during the day. Yeah. Thank you, Ramachandra. Your Italian is very, very, very good. I hope it's grammatically also all right. So. Hare Krishna. I have reached the end, please. Now ask if you have any questions, we can ask the questions now. Yes.
You're right. I was wondering how should act a person who is requested to give a lecture but who is not 100% sincere.
Yeah.
What should he do? Chiedo cosa dovrebbe fare una persona che mi chiede di dare la lezione ma non è sincero.
Yeah. Such a devotee should make sure that he repeats the words of a personality who is sincere. Prabhupada trained the devotees actually in the beginning to give lectures by sitting personally in the lecture. And he really wanted to make sure that the devotees repeated you know, parampara.
Voleva assicurarsi che i devoti ripetessero quello che viene detto della parampara.
He was satisfied when they did.
E Prabhupada era soddisfatto quando lui si lo faceva.
He sometimes said, "Don't invent anything new, just present Bhagavad Gita."
Spesso Prabhupada diceva, "Non inventate cose nuove, ma presentate semplicemente la Bhagavad Gita."
And he gave the example of a postman who just brings the letter as it is to the address. So, as speakers, we all have to speak before the devotees. We should make sure that we repeat really the parampara information. And then it also has a benefit. Like the postman, he may be very unqualified in many ways, you know, his character may still have to be improved, but he can carry the letter and give the letter, and in the letter there may be a check. That was Prabhupada said like this, because imagine Gaurahari, at the beginning of our movement, the devotee lecturers of the Bhagavatam were maybe 6 months old in Krishna consciousness, very young. Krishna. Any other question? Your good name?
David.
David.
Deva.
David. Yes, David. Yes.
How should we behave as a listener if we understand that someone was giving a lecture is not a sincere person? How should we only?
I would say there are two types of listening, active listening and passive listening. Passive listening means you just receive. And active listening means you are also thinking. So let us assume someone who's very new gives a class. And he may have all the qualities of a new person. Some sincerity is always there, but maybe some attachment is also there. So we can hear the information, and we can do this, what Bhujan Prabhu recommends. We can say, we can ask the question, what is the information here? What does it mean? And how can I apply it in my life? See, and when you do this type of hearing, active hearing, you can even learn something from any source.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure every one of you has made this experience. You are on the street and some ordinary man or woman says something to you. You sit in a bus and an old lady comes in. And you are absorbed in reading. And then one donna just gets totally on your case. Don't be so impolite. Get up. There's an old lady coming, you know. And the you could say to the donna, why don't you get up? But you could also learn something. You could take the humble role. Yes, she's an older lady. It says in the Bhagavatam we should respect older people. Let's get up. I think we all know such examples where unqualified people talk to us and we get some benefit from it. So any devotee is certainly has some sincerity. That may be not like this, like the donna in this example. Yeah. I remember once I was in an airplane, and just some of the passengers got so much on my case. I have this sneezing, you know, like you saw. I went like, and then the person behind me went, da 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 da. Yeah. And I just wanted to get my special Sachinandan Swami atom bomb out, you know, and destroy that person. But then I, last minute, I just controlled myself and took the humble role and said, I thank you. I'm just sometimes very unconcentrated and spaced out. I really have to improve. I thank you so much for your kind advice, you know. I remember my ego was really paining. Because that happens in human life, you know. Why be so heavy with me? So you can learn from anyone, that's my point. Let's learn to be a little flexible, a little kind, a little forgiving, a little accepting. Accepting. Yes, a little humility. Very important. Hare Krishna, David. How do you dare to say this? Yes, I'm guru. I'm a guru. No. We are all servants. we have to learn to become humble. And Krishna sometimes sends situations. Krishna. All right, so now it's 9:20. I think it's a good time to end and take some prasadam. Thank you very much and all the best. Hare Krishna.